The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 493. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. My guest is making her return to the show. She was on here last year talking about a very similar project to what she is going to be talking about here on this episode. Of course, I'm referring to the fearless leader of the Columbus Cartoon Coalition, none other than Sidney Kitt. Now, C3, as it's nicknamed, has a new anthology that's coming out. In fact, it is entitled C3's Hidden Histories. The basic theme of this anthology is for the creators to pick a topic that they know nothing about and to learn something from it. So it's got some real unique individuals with some real unique projects. And we're starting off with Sidney, as she has kind of a unique entry for the anthology. It's focusing on the Rare Books and Manuscripts Library, which is at Ohio State University. And within that, she's taking a look at Margaret Armstrong. Now, for those of you that don't know who Margaret Armstrong was, she is a very well-known female artist who primarily did a lot of book cover work. And what I'm talking about book covers, I mean that literally they would take the book, not the jacket like we're used to nowadays, but actually design something on the actual cardstock-like cover of the book. She was known for that. She was known for a lot of other things, a true trailblazer in the industry. But we're going to talk about those two things for Sidney. We're also going to talk about the crowdfunder campaign, because like last year, C3 has a crowdfunder campaign that's a little bit different. So basically, for every dollar that they raise, they will try to meet a certain tier. For an example, if they manage to get $1,050, then what is going to happen is that every contributor to the anthology is going to get $10 a page rate. All right. If they get $1,350, it goes up to $15 a page rate. $1,675 is going to push it up to a $20 page rate, and $2,000 or over $25 page rate, which many of you probably are like, oh, that doesn't sound like a lot, John, but it is. It is a lot, especially for folks that are independent artists, because supplies are expensive. So with that being said, I need to thank a couple of sponsors real quick for the PVD Cast. Of course, I got to say hello and thank you to the newest sponsor, Courtney614 Online Sales. If you need great deals on women's fashion or health and beauty, then look no further than Courtney614. You can find her at all the major reselling outlets like Whatnot, eBay, Poshmark, etc., etc. Simply look for Courtney614, that's spelled C-O-R-T-N-E-Y, or on some of the outlets, you might find it with Courtney_614. But either way, you're going to get some fabulous deals. And if you do buy something through Courtney614 Online Sales, let them know that you heard about the shop from yours truly right here on the PVD Cast. All right. And then the OG sponsor, if you will. Of course, I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. They are located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio, and they have tons of comics from every era, whether you're talking about gold, silver, bronze, modern, but they also have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. They got you covered for your fandom. So check out the store. If you're in Central Ohio, as I mentioned before, 5974 Westerville Road is the spot, the physical address, if you will. But you can also check them out online. WGComics.com is a web address, and they're pretty active on the Facebook page. Just search for @WGComics. And I want to thank both those sponsors for their patronage, especially World's Greatest, because they have been with me a very long time, and I really do appreciate their support throughout the years. All right, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with Sydney Kitt talking about the new C3 anthology, C3's Hidden Histories. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening I am sitting down with the fearless leader of the Columbus Cartoon Coalition, or C3 as the kids call it, Sydney Kitt. Sydney, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you, John?
I'm doing well. And if memory serves me correct, this is like the third or fourth time you've been on the PVD cast. So welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
Well, you have a new anthology that's coming out. So let's talk about it. It's called C3's Hidden Histories. What was the process for getting this anthology out into the creative sphere, if you will?
Yeah, so this will be our fourth anthology. The first 2 years, we decided to do three projects in one anthology. So you had the choice to do a comic that related to Columbus, or related to cartoons, or related to a coalition. And in the, I believe it was the 23, yeah, in 23, we had the writer write one cohesive story, and then an artist got one page. So every page that you turned was a different art style, but it was one cohesive story. So that's how the anthology started out. Last year, we chose to do a single prompt, which was C stands for, and just let everybody interpret that how they wish. And that was super fun and rewarding. So this year, we decided to also do a single prompt. And we decided to do the prompt of educational. And it was more in the sense of somebody has to learn something from your comic. So it's not necessarily, you know, I need to have a written history of Ohio from 1803 to present day. It's more of like, hey, these places exist in Ohio, you know? So we have a really good mix of different histories in this anthology that cover artists, places in Ohio, including comic shops, birds and bears, and histories, whether that be from thousands of years ago or just tens of years ago. So we have a pretty decent mix for this anthology, and I'm excited to show it to everyone.
I have learned so much by doing these conversations with everybody. In fact, I didn't even know that there was a thing at OSU called the Rare Books and Manuscripts Library until I started researching your project, and I'm like, oh, I didn't even know this thing existed. So Can you fill in the listeners to a little bit about what that library actually does and how long it's been around?
I will do my best. So as John's mentioning, my portion of the anthology, so what I created, is a comic about Ohio State University's Rare Books and Manuscripts Library, which is located in Thompson Library. Everybody knows Thompson, but not everybody knows the special collections. And I am fortunate enough to have a cousin who works in the special collections and has taught me so much. And part of what she has taught me was finding out about this illustrator whose name was Margaret Armstrong. I went to my cousin's talk about Margaret Armstrong and was instantly hooked. So as soon as I heard that talk and we had the theme for this anthology, I knew immediately what I was going to do. So you asked specifically about the Rare Books and Manuscripts Library. It is part of the special collections at OSU. And for scale, I believe it's a Thompson Library, I believe, hosts 5 million books. I believe that's the number. It's a lot. Wow. It's a
that
lot.
Is.
Yeah. That, and so wow. the rare books and manuscripts portion of it, as it says rare books and manuscripts. so you can find a lot of different, what do they call it? Illuminations. The, you know, the old medieval texts where it has like the very fancy first letter.
Yes.
You can find a lot of those. As I mentioned, they're collecting Margaret Armstrong's books that she illustrated. So not books that she wrote, but just her cover designs. I was able to see some of Frank Lloyd Wright's original drawings.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Along with an Indiana Jones script. What else? And I didn't touch it because I was too afraid, but I also was shown a portfolio, basically, I believe from the 1400s, either the 1400s or the 14th century. But basically it was just like, hey, I'm an architect and here's what I can do. And he would take the book to, you know, the courts and everything to get a job. And so to think of something that old, I was like, no, I'm not touching it. Thank you. I'll look from but it was just so, so cool to think about. So I'm very fortunate that I have a connection with it, and I will do anything and everything I can to let the masses know that this place exists and it's super, super fun.
And, you know, let's talk about Margaret Armstrong for a moment, because she was very much a trailblazer in her own right. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned she did cover art for books. She was a writer. She sketched things as well. How come people don't know more about her then?
Do you want the sugar-coated answer or the...
I want whatever answer you want to give.
Yeah, because she's a woman. So, but as my comic details a little bit, the whole process of books and illustrating books kind of became a completely different industry once like paper covers came into play. So, like, you know, when you have a hardcover book and it's got the paper flaps on it, it mm-hmm. created a new industry. So I think, you know, that created more of an interest in covers, because the covers could be more intricate, more detailed. Whereas the cover books that she was creating at the time was just directly on the book, directly on the cloth. And so I don't know at what point in history she fell behind the scenes, but she was so well known during the time that they used her as a selling point for books.
Okay.
Buy the book, Margaret drew the cover. So to hear that she was so, you know, popular and well known for her time, and then to be here and to not know about her, it's a little sad. So I wanted to bring that to light because I just fell in love with her story and her artwork. Oh my gosh, her artwork. It's amazing.
I will say that you are absolutely correct on that. You should Google some of those images of her artwork. They're very, very well done. Very intricate. Would that be the best way to describe it, maybe?
Yeah. So it kind of explains it a little bit, but her father and sister did stained glass.
Oh.
So you've seen the cover, so you might see a little bit of influence of stained glass. Just like how things lay together and how they fit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's, if you just think of the delicate nature and the very intricate nature of stained glass, that kind of is how I would also describe her art as well.
So both of those, the project about Margaret Armstrong and the one about the rare books and manuscript library, they're both in the Hidden Histories Anthology. What are the titles of those two entries for you?
So it's actually just one entry, but okay. I started off with, you know, describing Ohio State, and you think that the book's going to, or the comic is going to be about Ohio State, and then you flip the page and actually, boom, it's all about Margaret. So my entry is very creatively named. It's the RBML and Margaret Armstrong. but yeah, it introduces the RBML and gives sources as to where you can find more information. I also was super, super fortunate to be able to connect with Jolie, who is the curator of the Margaret Armstrong collection. and Eric, who is the head creator of the RBML. So they also are included in the comic, and I was able to chat with them and find what their favorite piece that is at the library, like what their favorite piece was. So those are also included in the comic, and also resources to learn more about those or where to find them.
Okay, well, let's switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit about some of your other projects. Do you have anything else on the horizon? I know you've been very busy with the anthology, but do you have anything you'd like to talk about?
Personally, no. I bought a house, so that's been my project. Art will come back eventually. I will have more projects, do not worry. No one's worrying, but don't worry. Art will come back, but... This year has been a little bit of a hiatus due to the lot of work that a house involves.
Yeah. I don't know if you agree with me or not on this, but moving sucks.
Very much. Yeah. I'm fortunate, I guess you could say. I'm fortunate enough that both of my parents and my husband's parents are divorced, so we get extra hands when we move. And then we have a really great friend group, so I've got plenty of movers, but it still sucks.
It's the worst. I think it's the worst thing any human being can do.
Yeah.
Because you have to pack the stuff, then you move it, then you unpack it, and then you have to organize it. And yeah, I hate it. I absolutely despise it.
Yeah. So that takes a lot out of somebody. So there's Margaret for right now. We'll have more later, eventually.
Will we see any more projects starring Lainey?
Unfortunately not.
Oh.
We lost Lainey in March.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. She will live on forever in our hearts, in the animations. And now I have two dogs, because Lainey, with her Addisons, we couldn't get any more friends for her. So I've got two now.
Okay.
They're both about the same size. I've got a little... They're both Mountain Cur, which is the like brindle color that you see on dogs. I don't know how to describe Hershey. Her name is Hershey. She's 7 and a half. She's so sweet, but very mean.
Very mean.
she's an only child, but she's not, because she grew up with like 13 other dogs before she found her way to us. So she's spoiled. She is like, if you imagine the body of a pug, but the face of like a Doberman, maybe, I don't know. She's very cute, very nice. And then I have Rocket, who is 4 years old, and he looks like Scrappy-Doo. I'm not gonna lie to you. It looks like Scrappy-Doo. His head is way too big for his body. He's got the Basset Hound paws, mm-hmm. where they like they sit like this,
mm-hmm.
But he's got like German Shepherd ears in the head. So yeah, we will definitely have adventures with those two ding dongs. But
well, again, my humble apologies. I know my wife and I, well, this is a couple years ago, we had to put down one of ours, and it sucked big time. So
Yeah, it's never fun, but, you know, we were very, very fortunate to be able to love her as long as we did. And yeah, with the disease and with cancer, you know, I'm just happy that we got the time. So, and now I got these two dingbats, so I'm sure more mischievous mysteries will come about.
You'll have material for years.
Fortunately or unfortunately, depends on how you look at it.
Depends on, yeah, exactly. I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Sydney for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They are your one-stop shop for all your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, collections, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. You name it, they got it. So, you need to check them out. If you're in Central Ohio, just swing by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can check them out online. WGComics.com is their web address, and they're pretty active on the Facebook page. Just search for @WGComics. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the crowdfunder. All right, the crowdfunder is definitely, it's like it was last year. I've mentioned that before. Last year was a success with doing it this way with Crowdfunder, which, you know, to be honest, it's different, people. It's not like a regular Kickstarter or Indiegogo. It's a little bit different. And Sydney, you want to tell the folks at home what's different and what to expect if they donate to Crowdfunder?
So by helping with purchasing through the Crowdfunder and not just general sales, you are actively helping raise the page rate for the artists. So this initial campaign is just to be able to have funds to print the books and also to pay the artists. Now, don't fret. The artists will always get paid. I always make sure that they get paid, even if it comes out of my own pocket. But obviously, I cannot afford like $20 per page out of my own pocket. So being able to share the Crowdfunder and to raise the funds so that the artists can be paid what they should be paid is just a really fulfilling journey for everyone involved. So I highly encourage donating to the Crowdfunder. And we only need to hit 2,000 total raised in order for all of the artists to be paid $25 per page that they entered. That's a lot of money for some folks. So I would really, really love to get to 2,000. And if we get past 2,000, then all of that money still goes to the artists. So it's a direct raise to pay the artists directly. Whereas any of the sales after at, you know, tables, different events that you see C3, that all goes to help programs that C3 puts on. But this is the time that you can help those artists directly.
And as you mentioned, the top tier is $25 per page if we reach 2,000. And it's kind of bracketed down as well. If it happened to only be able to get $1,675, everybody still gets $20. It's $13.50, $15. And then let's see, if the last tier, if I'm correct, $1,050, that gives everybody $10 per page. And again, it goes right back here to Columbus creators. It's not going anywhere else. All right. It's used to help these folks with all types of things, right? Because you know as well as anybody, Sydney, it's expensive to be creative sometimes.
Yep. That's why I chose the very ridiculously overpriced something pad instead of all of the paper and pens and pencils and watercolor and markers. So it gets up there regardless of whatever medium artists use. It's not a cheap hobby.
It is not. But before we wrap up here real quick, I think maybe we could take a couple of minutes to talk about the CBJ. For those that don't know, Sydney is a hockey fan. I'm a hockey fan. So this is going to be, in fact, yeah, the Toronto Scepters of the I try to remember it. I can never remember the letters. Like, it's the
PWHL, Professional Women's Hockey League.
I don't know why. I don't know. I think it's the fourth letter. I swear to God. It's like, confused.
It'd be fine.
What?
If it was three letters, I'd be fine, but it's
four. Yeah, letters. It'd be fine. It's the fourth one messes me up, I swear. But anywho, so thoughts on the upcoming season? Uh-oh. There's a long pause, ladies and gentlemen.
I will say another thing that John didn't mention is we also happen to be playing roller hockey in the same league.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah, I just so happened to be thrown in the goal last game, and being in goal, I had my pads on wrong and I let some goals go in, and I was attributing myself to a goalie that is well known, and then I fixed the pads and I was kicking butt, and I attributed myself to the new goalie. If you know, you know, but I'm not gonna say anything on the internet.
You're talking about Jet Greaves, who
put a name to it, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got some potential. I think he, in the addition of Charlie Coyle, I think is going to help. I don't know about Miles Wood. I got to be honest, he's kind of meh. But, you know, Charlie Coyle, I think, is a solid guy. So the only thing is, the big question is, you know, you've paid some people a lot of money and they need to step up. We'll just say that.
Yeah. Well, the only way from here is up. So I'm just hoping that we can at least make the playoffs. So
let's there you go.
But for my Toronto Scepters, my girls up in Toronto, I would like very much to not lose against Minnesota again in the playoffs. I decided to pick Minnesota. It's a very passionate household here when it comes to the PWHL.
Okay. All right. Enough said. A divided household. Okay. All right. Well, let's real quickly go over social media websites, where you're going to be. I know that we don't have too many conventions left because we're in September. We're starting to wrap things up. But if you have any public appearances, give us a website, social media, and all that jazz.
Well, you can find me, myself, and I at Sydney, SYDNEY, period, Kit, KIT, period, ANIM, which is short for animation, which I don't do a lot, but it's fine. And for the club, you can find C3 on Instagram and Facebook at C3.Ohio or Columbus Cartoon Coalition. You can also find us on YouTube at Columbus Cartoon Coalition, because who needs a short name? And as for public appearances, keep an eye out on social media. Unfortunately, we were not invited to a very popular convention that will be happening this month. So keep an eye out, because we have some big things planned as to where you can find us.
Okay, and let's talk one more time about the crowdfunder campaign. Folks, there is, I know that on the social media of C3, there's going to be URL information that you click the URL and it'll take you right to the crowdfunder page. Look, we want to get to that $2,000 mark. I think we could do it. I feel into my bones that we could do it. Let's do it. Get everybody paid $25 per page. You know, and again, anything left over will just go right on into the fund for helping these wonderful, talented people like Sydney, like all the folks that we're going to hear from in the next few weeks. So do it. It's a good thing. It'll get you some good karma.
Oh, for sure. And I'm not going to lie to you. There are some people that, as the, you know, editor, as the person who's putting this anthology together, I want to kick out because they're too good. They're way too good. I get some of the submissions that make me look like child's play. So good. I'm so fortunate to be able to see the process of everyone's, you know, line works to colors and all of that. And there's so many amazing, talented artists. So not only do you get to learn a little bit of weird, quirky, fun little facts that involve Ohio or, you know, other items, you also kind of get a little mix of artists, a little taste, and hopefully maybe find your next favorite artist and can find more about them. So lots of beautiful artwork, a lot of fun history that you did not know about, I promise.
All right. With that being said, then, Sydney, thanks for sitting down and chatting with me.
Thank you for hosting these, as always. It's always fun to talk to you.
Thanks. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Sydney Kitt, talking about C3's Hidden Histories, the new anthology for 2025. And I hope that you enjoyed the episode, and I hope that you check out the anthology, because there's a lot of talented people that are working on various stories. And I got to be honest, I've recorded a few other individuals that are in the anthology, and their subjects are really cool and interesting, and so is Sydney's. So definitely check it out. Once again, C3's Hidden Histories. Just go over to Facebook, type in Columbus Cartoon Coalition. It'll pop up. It'll have all the information, all the URLs and everything that you might need to make a purchase and to help out with the funding. Because again, $2,000. If they can raise that much, then everyone gets a page count of $25, which is freaking awesome. So let's make it happen, folks. What do you say? All right, well, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I need to probably let you know where you can get in touch with me if you have a question about this episode or any episode for that matter. First off, you can find me on Twitter. Yeah, that's right, I'm still on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is at PVDMVP. You can leave me a message over on the Facebook, Instagram, and Threads accounts. Just look for at PVDcast. And if you want to drop me an email, you could do that as well. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com. Now, maybe you want to let some folks know about where they can hear this show. Well, there's a couple different avenues for that. First off, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly, and probably the best place to get every new episode. But the show is also available through all those major podcasting outlet or apps. All you have to do is go to your favorite outlet or app, go to the search bar, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And if you're listening through one of those outlets and apps, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to rate and review. Rating and reviewing helps me out in the algorithm, and it lets the folks know that you are listening to this show, and that, again, that just helps me out tremendously. So again, if you can rate and review, I'd appreciate it. And also, while you're doing that, why don't you subscribe so that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast? But there's also a third way that you can hear the show, and that is every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through the Facebook page. I do a little kind of live broadcast that's really fun. So you can check it out there as well. So again, that's three different avenues: PVDcast.com, your favorite podcasting outlet or app, and Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through the Facebook page. And once again, that's at PVDcast. All right, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, stay safe and healthy. Been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2025.